Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Weedsday Wednesday, Tucson, Arizona's number one online radio podcast about all things medical cannabis. Your host, Bellstar.
And the Cannabis Kid. Our show features news, interviews, and all the latest information about anything and everything medical cannabis related in Tucson, Arizona, and the world at large.
We'd love to hear from you. Please give us a call live at 646-915-8421. You can like us on Facebook, follow us on all social media, or email thctucson@gmail.com.
We'd like to thank Tumbleweeds Health Center and Studio Scene, along with our many sponsors, for hosting our show every week. With the lowest price certifications in town, you'll find hemp products, accessories, and all things related to medical cannabis education.
Visit Tumbleweeds Health Center at 4826 East Broadway Boulevard or online at tumbleweedshealthcenter.com. And remember,
be smart,
be safe,
and educate.
I don't know how this is sounding out there because it's not going through our radio.
And I was going to get my headphones out and I can't find them.
And we're just having one of those fun kind of technical mess.
Good morning, everybody.
I need to plug my computer in and everything. 419, folks. One of those days. And welcome to Weedsday Wednesday, everybody. We hope you can hear us through the music. It seems like it's kind of loud. We'll just get through it. Deal with it. And like it.
You'll like it.
For
listening. You'll like it. I promise.
There we go. I think that's going to be better. All right. Welcome to Weedsday Wednesday, folks. Thanks again for listening to us. Technical challenges first thing in the morning. Netherlands, are you out there? Good morning to Tucson.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning, world at large. Good morning, world at large. Have some world at large out there.
You need to go a little bit farther. Maybe you need to go to universe at large.
The heck is happening? There's crazy sounds coming through.
Welcome.
Welcome, crazy sounds. You're on air. if that's anyone trying to call the radio show, please give a call in at 646-915-8421 and press #1. All right, #1 for you, youngster.
Hashtag.
That's so silly. What's going on? I'm discombobulated. I know.
Bear with us. Folks. I know you're out there and you want to listen to some good stuff. So we're going to bring up some.
Actually, TumbleweedsHealthCenter.com has good stuff on it on the website. So check it out. If you have PTSD, cancer, glaucoma, HIV, AIDS, ALS, Crohn's disease, agitation of Alzheimer's, a chronic or a debilitating disease or a medical condition or the treatment for a chronic or debilitating disease or a medical condition that causes wasting syndrome, severe and chronic pain, severe nausea, seizures, including those characteristic of epilepsy, severe or persistent muscle spasms, including those characteristic of multiple sclerosis. You can come down to Tumbleweeds Health Center at 4826 East Broadway Boulevard and get one of those. Get certified if you have one of those. My apologies.
If you suffer from one of these medical conditions and have been diagnosed by an Arizona licensed physician, medical cannabis may help relieve your symptoms. Tumbleweeds Health Center is Arizona's premier cannabis certification, health, and education center. Our primary focus is to help the patients of Arizona obtain their medical marijuana card and educate everyone about medical cannabis. With current medical records, approval is a simple process. Contact Tumbleweeds Health Center to see if you qualify for your Arizona medical marijuana card.
Yes, contact us, 520-838-4430, thctucson@gmail.com, or just go to the website, tumbleweedshealthcenter.com. And we figured out what was going on. It's not really technical problems. It's weed problems. We're on L.A. Woman this morning, and she has total control of our brain.
Yeah. She's in there.
So we're going to get something else and partake of something else to just bring us back down now. So, yeah. So it's the 420 report today. What do we got?
Yeah, well, if you're not informed and not knowing, but tomorrow.
Yes.
is the 420. And there are fun things happening all over Tucson.
I'm getting some weed.
We will.
Put our weed in it.
Tumbleweeds will be down at
Tucson Raceway. What
Tucson
is it called?
Speedway
Raceway. I never know what
it's over off of Harrison.
Yes, it is off of Harrison. And if you go to tumbleweedshealthcenter.com, check out the event section. It's at Musselman Honda Circuit is what it's called. Yeah, the Musselman Honda Circuit at 11800 South Harrison. That's from 1 to 7 p.m. There's going to be go-karts, food trucks, music, medical marijuana, deliveries by Desert Bloom that day. So that...
How fun is that?
How fun is that? Please drive your go-karts responsibly.
True.
If you're medicating out there. True that. Because I'm going to be out there on that track. All from 1 to 7, I'll be on that track.
That whole time?
Oh, yeah. I love go-karts. I can't wait to just get back and see my 7-year-old go-kart girl. It's so much fun. Medicate responsibly. Don't run me over.
Be careful.
I'm fragile, but I'm fast. Large and loud, I'll come get you. All right, so check it out. It's going to be really awesome. Sponsored by Tumbleweeds Health Center, AB for Normal, the Tucson Weekly, Relief Brands, Inc., and, of course, Desert Bloom. And speaking of Desert Bloom, we're hoping to have a little 420 report by the owner himself, Ari. So we're waiting for him to call in.
Ari Rubin.
Yeah.
He's done a lot for this community, and it's done many great events. The last one that I actually attended was the 420, I think it was a year ago?
I think so.
And before that, I think right after that, they had a 710 party.
Yes.
Which was the oil. But lots of education, of course. There's blending that and destigmatizing that feeling that where people had to want to do it and have parties in their living room, or it was at a public event and you were able to have a dab bar and a smoking area, which for something in Tucson like that to happen was
pretty great.
It was pretty great.
Yeah, pretty great.
You've had that feeling of, hey, it's really happening here. And
well, and
I think that was important for people.
It is very important for people, and I think, which is the problem right there. There is a problem, yeah. But I was thinking about 420 and the stigma that goes behind a lot of marijuana-related things. Cannabis with a different name can be seen differently, right? But the importance of 420, like Cannabis Kid was just saying, the importance of having the opportunity to be with your friends and be with like-minded folks that do the same thing in a good, healthy way is very important. So the fact that some high schoolers in San Rafael, California, that's right, California, thank you very much. Bellstar is born in California, that's right. So a couple high schoolers wanted to go and partake of their recreation, their medicine, their enhancement, whatever they wanted it for, and they said, let's meet after school at 420. We'll meet at 420. Okay. And they did. They met at 420. They started partaking, and then the next thing you know, High Times Magazine gets word of this, and it's just launched as a celebratory, cultural
holiday.
And it's very important, and here's why I was thinking why it was so important. It's not just about people see this and they think, oh, stoners, all you want to do is party and play. And that's fine because, you know, you have your alcohol, you have whatever else you recreate with, but this is, it's important to honor culture. Okay? And for so long, for thousands of years, this was used in cultures all over our world, our planet. Maybe even aliens were using this. Who knows?
Maybe
it was brought here by aliens. You'd like to think that they're that smart. So, but it's culture. It's like minds coming together. And what this culture, what this day tomorrow, 420, and every day at 420 when everyone partakes, what that has done has given a voice, a bigger voice to cannabis, saying, you know what, culturally, this is important. And within culturally, anecdotally, which is how we're getting a lot of our information from people and their experiences and their situations, and they're saying, this healed my son, this helped my grandmother, this helped my dad. Culturally, it's very important to listen and to honor that. And look at how many states now have a medical marijuana program. Yes. And how many lives this has saved. I mean, not just helped, but this has saved. I mean, and we'll throw golf claps right
all
on top
right
of that.
Man.
And whatever. Put a heart in. Yeah, it's that powerful. So I think it's important to honor tomorrow's day for everybody, because culturally it's very important.
To the point to start letting people, like just closing stores.
If that's like what they feel they need to do, is close their store for 420. Now,
well, I mean, a lot of places are having their own events. You know, Desert Bloom is having quite a few deals. While if you're not able to make it out to the raceway, the Honda Circuit tomorrow, they are having deals all within their store. So,
420
and delivery.
Social Club, and delivery. 420 Social Club is they're having a 10 event. I'll say they've got booths and information out on 4th Avenue.
That's going to be great.
Education, you know, it's the most important thing. And for people to just turn the bad name of marijuana around and start talking about cannabis here. And let's start talking about culturally how important it was. In fact, I did find an article. Some people are going to be very shocked by what just the title alone when I read this. Jesus healed sick people with marijuana, researchers discovered. And why wouldn't he? He had every tool, you know, that he had every plant, and he had every, what do you call the plant people? the plant, you know, the people that, the botanists and all the guys that know all the scientific-y stuff of all the plants and what they do. And this plant was prevalent. So it says, scientific research suggests, the plant people, that Jesus Christ may have an avid marijuana user, may have been an avid marijuana user who used the plant to heal sick people. Experts suggest that cannabis may have been a key ingredient in the anointing oil used by Jesus and his followers in rituals for healing. From the original High Times article, quote, Christ is the Greek translation of the Hebrew, quote, Messiah. In modern English, this term would be translated as, quote, the anointed one. The title, quote, Christ was only placed upon he who had God's unction upon him. This holy anointing oil, as described in the original Hebrew version of the recipe in Exodus 30:22-23, contained over 6 pounds of cannabosum, a substance identified by respected etymologists, linguists, anthropologists, botanists, and other researchers as cannabis, extracted into about 6 quarts of olive oil, along with a variety of other fragrant herbs. The ancient anointed ones were literally drenched in this potent mixture. And it's interesting, I'm just going to side note.
It's incredible.
It's interesting they used olive oil.
This is the anointing oil.
Yes, so the olive oil is one of the most, is one of the best things to extract your plant medicine from. Yeah. Wow. Described in the original Hebrew version of the recipe in Exodus 30:22-23, if y'all want to look it up, because I know there's some people out there going, whoa! I think this is relevant as we just had Easter.
It's great.
So, cannabosum equals cannabis? Okay, cannabosum certainly does not sound like the modern-day term cannabis, and there is a little doubt that hemp was widely used by the Hebrew culture in those times, as reported by High Times' Carl P. Ruck, professor of classical mythology at Boston University. He wrote, there can be little doubt about a role for cannabis in Judaic religion. There is no way that so important a plant as a fiber source for textiles and nutritive oils and one so easy to grow would have gone unnoticed. The mere harvesting of it would have induced an entheogenic reaction. Ritual and medicinal use of cannabis. Entheogen, a term coined by Professor Ruck, refers to any substance used to induce spiritual experiences. The use of entheogens, such as cannabis, peyote, and mushrooms, psychedelic mushrooms, psilocybin mushrooms, has been linked to the formation of nearly all the world's religions. So it's perhaps no surprise that cannabis likely played a role in the birth of Christianity. It's easy to understand the role considering the near miraculous healing properties of the plant. We are now beginning to discover the myriad medicinal uses for cannabis, remedies that have been known for thousands of years, but which have been forgotten amidst the government-created anti-marijuana hysteria that has existed in the United States for more than half a century. Fortunately, those attitudes are changing now, and the Christ-cannabis connection debate is perhaps an example of an overdue re-examination of some of our collective beliefs that have been clouded by propaganda. What would Jesus do? Those familiar with the history of outlawing of marijuana in the U.S. are well aware that this was a direct result of pressure by corporate interests. Mm-hmm. Then later, of course, the failed war on drugs went into full swing, and punishing marijuana users and dealers became big business for law enforcement and run-for-profit prisons. Cannabis and the hemp plant in general offer use a cheap, effective, renewable source of great number of beneficial products, some with almost miraculous properties. But since there's little profit in it for Big Pharma and other big business interests, the progress toward legalization has been slow and met with bitter opposition every inch of the way. So one might wonder, what would Jesus do?
Well,
very interesting.
Very true.
Yeah, very interesting. I get articles from friends every once in a while. And my friend from San Rafael. Look at that. From San Rafael.
She's probably one.
Keith. Hi, buddy.
Hi, buddy.
My engineering buddy. But he sent me this thing about the DEA and Big Pharma and how, let's just listen. We'll just take a listen and see if this actually works here on my computer. Let's see what's happening. So far, nothing. Let's go here. No, we'll try this again. Oh, where is our tech guy? Dang it. And Silver Sister, we wish you were here. We hope you're feeling better. Let's see what's going on here. The DEA just approved synthetic cannabis. Oh. Okay, the big pharma company that blocked legal weed just got DEA approved for synthetic marijuana drug. Insist. Spent $500,000 opposing marijuana. At the same time, they were developing a synthetic marijuana drug. Mm-hmm. And the DEA just approved it. Oh, the drug is designed to help cancer patients treat, here we go, nausea, vomiting, and weight loss. Yes. This essentially means that federal government is admitting that THC has medical value. And it continues to insist the plant's dangerous, even though it's dead. So, there you have it. There's a little share this video thing. That was just a little infomercial, so about insist. And you can actually check out our Facebook. It's, if you go to Facebook and then it's THCAZ, go there and you can check it out. And last week, if you remember, we had a wonderful new guest on. Canna Health Magazine.
Yes. Those ladies were amazing. They're doing some great work.
Yeah, they really are. And here's their ad.
Canna Health is a digital magazine focused on knowledge, safe access, and advocacy with a monthly subscription readership. It's loaded with scientific and clinical articles from various healthcare professionals, profiles of cannabis clinics offering safe access to medicines, national and local organizations open to the public, and real-life patient success stories. It's free to subscribe, so don't miss another issue of Canna Health.
All right, welcome back. I'm going to sneeze.
Right.
You better take over.
All right. Well,
well,
if you aren't following us, we have our blogs always going up. So if you're just calling in, but you find you have some extra time on a Wednesday morning, go ahead and check us out at www.blogtalkradio.com, and that's /Weed Day Wednesday.
They can also find that from the our website too.
Great.
Yep, first picture you click if you go, sorry, I'm in between sneezing. if you just go to tumbleweedshealthcenter.com, there's a little radio link at the top there.
Oh, perfect.
And the first picture you see, you click it, it'll take you right to the show. You can listen in. You can blog in if you want to call in. It's 646-915-8421.
It's a great little mobile app that just pops up if it's already on your phone.
Yep, and if you go to the homepage, you can click on any one of our little social media links, but you can also click and it'll take you right to the mobile app, and it'll tell you all about what's going on. Yeah, we've got the Tucson Weedly. That's exciting. Those results are coming out tomorrow, I believe.
Oh, so very nice.
Yeah, we'll see what's going on in town. Last year, we won Best Certification Center and Best Education Center. Tumbleweed Cell Center.
High five.
High five on that one. What you got there?
Well, I just got a little bit from the Nat Geo.
Pulled out the archives, didn't you?
I did.
National Geographic did this. What year is it? It's
2015.
15, that's what I thought.
So just a couple years old. But
yeah.
Being the research that just came out on some of these things was, this is Marijuana's Moments. Says more than 20 million Americans used marijuana in 2013. Possession and sales are illegal under federal law, but medical use is legal in 23 states. But now we're on to 26. And the District of Columbia, many states have also reduced or eliminated penalties and recreational use, resulting in a patchwork of restrictions and availability for those seeking medical help for just a casual high. So this is kind of goes in on how it works with your body and the medical. It says medical. It says cannabis was mainstay of healers in ancient China, India, and Greece. Today, its status is illegal under federal law, hampering scientists who want to study the medical potentials. Only two synthetic medicines have been approved by the Food and Drug Administration, and under natural derived is under review. It says workers work with glaucoma. Researchers are developing a drug that mimics marijuana's ability to reduce the pressure in the eye, but without the patient's without the plant side effects. It says it works with multiple sclerosis, an extract that relieves pain and muscle spasms in MS patients. Has been approved in Europe and Canada, though not in the United States. AIDS, one of the FDA-approved synthetic versions of substance found in marijuana, helps increase appetite and treat weight loss in patients with this disease. Cancer, the other synthetic version, is used to treat nausea associated with the chemotherapy.
Hmm.
And for recreational, it says the primary psychoactive chemical in marijuana, THC, acts on the brain to produce the high recreational users crave. Colors, sounds, and skin sensations can intensify and time may slow down. Cannabis can also worsen the symptoms of depression and anxiety. I think that's depending on what
strain
you're using.
Yeah. People with anxiety really should steer clear of sativas that are really high in THC because that can induce too much.
Actually, find something that is a high CBD for you.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Or a 1-to-1 ratio.
1-to-1 ratio. Brain. It says many parts of the brain have receptors that react to the marijuana. Some regulate food intake and other cause cravings. Others regulate dopamine and can cause a sense of euphoria. Respiratory system. Effects are felt seconds after inhalation and peak within 30 minutes. Unfiltered cannabis inhaled deeply can expose smokers
to
more carbon monoxide and tar than cigarettes do. Heart. Heart rate can double, prompting panic attacks in some users. Studies also show that shortly after use, the risk of heart attack can increase or increase significantly. The digestive system. When cannabis is eaten, its effects kick in more slowly and last longer, making it hard to regulate the dosage. Feeling of hunger often intensifies, and that can also be because of the strain that you're using.
That sounded slightly negative.
It did, and...
It did, but this... And, okay, side effects.
Mm-hmm.
This is what we all talk about. These are some side effects. With any medication, with anything you're ingesting, I don't care if it's coffee or water, Water for me is the side effect of just peeing every 10 minutes.
Good though.
I know, it's good for you out here. But you got no side effects. So if you have high or low blood pressure, be careful with cannabis. It can raise or decrease it. It can thin blood. It can, and if you are prone already to, you know, emotional challenges, it can exacerbate those, whether you're depressed or not. So you got to be careful. It's very much dependent on what strain you do use.
And how you're using it.
And how you're using it.
Now,
juicing it is eating it raw. Is a
was my next
way.
Thing. Because it actually it heals.
System. Yeah.
I say it, your tummy, your inside.
Your lower brain.
Yeah, your lower brain.
Lower brain.
Your stomach, your digestive
fuel,
tract, everything.
The fuel to your superior body.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So.
Good one, Bellstar.
Yeah. We gotta treat our bodies with respect
mm-hmm.
that they deserve. They carry us around all day. We're little spirits in this
uh-huh.
tiny little capsule. Everyone's capsules are different.
Uh-huh.
Mine's a tiny little capsule. Stevie Nicks said I was totally tiny. I said, look who's talking.
I
love hanging with Stevie. She's so fun. Oh, yeah. Anyway, you want to know what else is fun?
What?
I just can't help it. Now I rearranged everything.
Puff, 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 puff. I'm gonna smoke some weed. Only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a hunting, looking for a pot shop. This is fucked. Walk into my house, like, what up? I got some good pot. I'm just pumped up, got some herb from the pot shop. Ice in my fridge, it used to be frosty. My friend's like, damn, that's a stoned ass donkey. Rolling in hella high, looking like it's FIFA time. Dominating all my friends as I eat some chili fries. Draped in a Snuggie with my girl sitting next to me. Probably shouldn't have had a big gulp full of iced tea. But shit, it was 99 cents. I'll be blazing and smoking it. About to go and get some munchies next. Passing up on those Cracker Jacks. Reese's Pieces are where it's at. Gotta get me some soda pop. Cottonmouth has been creeping up. But can't remember where I put my keys. Yeah, that's what's up. I'ma take your grandpa's ride. I'ma take your grandpa's ride. No, for real. Ask your grandpa. Can I take a 65? DeVille cruising to my local Publix. Nothing better than rolling with two super fly chicks. They have frozen burritos. I bought frozen burritos. I bought some Ben and Jerry's. And then I bought some Cheetos. Hello, hello, my main man Obama. A couple states have just reformed their laws on marijuana. What you gonna do, send the feds there? Hell no, the DEAs would be like, aw, they got volcanoes.
I'm gonna smoke some weed, only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a hunting, looking for a pot shop, this is fucking awesome.
What you know about the science of marijuana? What you know about people suffering from glaucoma? They need it, it helps them with their condition. If you don't believe me, then just ask some eye physicians. Thank your granddad for voting for that guy, Richard Nixon is the president who made the plant illegal. But science is now showing that it's medicine for people, and the private sector's fighting to keep all of that illegal. Alcohol and tobacco, pharmaceutical prisons. I take those four major lobby groups and fight those motherfuckers. They're making money day and night, all those motherfuckers. And bribing Congress out of sight, all those motherfuckers. They'd be like, oh, it's immoral and unhealthy. I'm like, how many people are you making wealth? Anti-marijuana lobbies are making all kinds of profits, and they don't want you to stop it because of all the special interests. I call that getting swindled and pimp shit. I call that getting tricked by the government. That law's hella old. So it's time to update it, regulate it, and then get it under state control. Peak game, look into my political telescope. Think it's gonna stay like this forever? Not hella won't. Not hella won't.
Hey Obama, stop being a hypocrite. You used to smoke weed, fool.
I'm gonna smoke some weed. Only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a hunting, looking for a pot shop. This is fucking awesome. Let's end the war on drugs. It's time to pull the plug.
these special interest groups are nothing more than corporate thugs. Let them go war on greed. The people have agreed. These special interest groups have kept these laws with bribery.
Did the wave.
Oh, I didn't know that was coming.
Oh, yeah. I surprised him on that. I got up
you
really
did.
Fast. I did the wave.
Surprise.
Tracy George used to do the wave at the open A's at the open Coliseum, the baseball game. Crazy George used to run out. This guy with crazy wild hair and tie-dye shirts, and he'd run out onto the backdrop of the diamond, and he'd get up there and get everybody to do the wave and stay in Crazy George. Good old times.
No,
good
George.
Old times. What do you got? Speaking of good times, if
yeah.
you're going to Vegas, check it out.
This summer could be a fun summer for you. This Las Vegas Strip is the best new weed shop. It says this summer,
mm-hmm.
your medical cannabis card works in Las Vegas. Beat the heat this summer at the Grove.
Yeah.
So Nevada medical marijuana is on a winning streak with dozens of licensed medical cannabis dispensaries not only open, but open to tourists. Unlike most places, medical cards from other states work in Nevada. Ready to meet the demand is filled of gorgeous Master Kush, Super Skunk, and OG Grape. Cryptic blooming in the small town of Pahrump.
Oh, Pahrump.
60 miles outside of Las Vegas.
I've been there.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What is that little town like?
if you blink, you miss it.
Oh.
Yep. I went to a Native American shop there, and there was a lady who had won. She was a Native American, and she had won in the whole country bow hunting competition. Awesome.
Wow.
Yeah, she's doing the old-fashioned way.
Do it upright. Pahrump.
Yeah, been there.
Is riding Vegas surge and luring tourists with wineries, casinos, illegal brothels, jetpack rides, and now medical cannabis dispensaries. The Grove. The Grove launched in Pahrump March 14th, followed by a grand opening for their second location in Vegas on 420, just a mile and a half off the strip. The Grove's Vegas spot is a win for students and casino goers just across the street from the University of Nevada or a short cab ride from McCarran Airport.
Can we do some edibles and go on a jetpack ride? Oh, that would be just fantastic. Someone else would have to drive, though. Yeah. We could definitely have to have a debt.
Woo, that would be so scary.
Yeah. But fun.
But fun.
That's my new goal for my bucket list. Jetpack rides.
Jetpack rides while
edibling.
Well, it says Nevada is one of the only four medical cannabis states to have fully medical reciprocity, meaning that they accept all out-of-state doctors' recommendations for cannabis use.
Wow. That's amazing.
Yes, very amazing.
Wow.
Well, in order to get medicine, out-of-state patients fill out a form available on the Grove website. Nevada residents or out-of-state visitors will need to bring their original hard copy of their doctor's recommendation
mm-hmm.
with them on their first visit.
Wow.
It says, while Nevada is open to cannabis tourism, they're not yet a recreational use state. The Grove only serves medical cannabis patients, and educating is a priority, said CEO Dimitri Cortese. Cortese and COO Brian Hun and their team, including leading PTSD research, Dr. Sue Sicily, the Grove's medical director and educator. Each Grove offers the full spectrum of flower, joints, topicals, tinctures, concentrates, pills, and edibles in both THC-rich and CBD-rich varieties. Their in-house cultivation is led by master grower Kevin Barnacki, who has a decade of experience in organic horticulture from his time in Humboldt County.
The
Grove grows all of their plants as organically as possible in all natural soil with no outside fertilizers. Next up, the farm are third-party inspected, OMRI grade, clean green certification. Very nice.
Wow.
Congratulations, guys. That's really nice. Beyond using organic practices, the Grove strives to be as environmentally friendly as possible. Rather than use traditional grow lights, they're using LED bulbs that stimulate the spectrum of the natural sunlight. Employing LED lights cuts the electric use by 40% and lowers their AC use up to half. The Grove takes their environmentally conscious approach one step further with a water recapturing system to conserve H2O while growing in the summer that can hit up to 110 degrees. If you plan to go to the Grove, you should check out the Grove Society, which will post this site up on our blog, and check out their website, a rewards program which gives you $10 off your first purchase and other benefits, including a birthday gift. That is fantastic. So the Grove Las Vegas, 4647 Swenson Street, that's S-W-E-N-S-O-N Street, Las Vegas, Nevada, and then the Grove in Pahrump, 1541 East Basin Avenue.
There you have it.
So,
wow.
Wow, that is really exciting for Las Vegas.
That's very exciting.
And the people who have their card.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, do you want to go to Vegas?
I want to go jetpacking.
Yeah.
I think we're going to Vegas, baby.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I think we're planning a trip in October.
I think it's going to be before whale.
Yeah?
Then. Oh, yeah. It's going to be
okay.
Anyway. I don't care how hot it is. We'll bring our PDLA.
We'll bring our PDLA. It'll be fine. We'll get there.
We can take it. We got this. You know who else has got this? I love this. Uruguay. Again, selling marijuana in pharmacies this summer.
Very nice.
How awesome. Uruguay will begin selling in pharmacies this summer, the final stage in the country's pioneering regulation and normalization of marijuana. The South American country will be the first in the world to legally sell cannabis over the counter for recreational use. In fact, their president was even nominated for a Nobel Prize after the country legalized cannabis.
Is that a Nobel Prize for legalizing cannabis?
Okay, so I didn't directly say that, but you can correlate it. Okay.
Let it happen.
Just go with it. Just ride it out. Uruguay voted to legalize marijuana in 2013. They were the first country in the world to do so. Instantly, there were reports that grams of marijuana would sell for as low as $1 and that sales would occur very quickly. Time has shown that launching legal sales in Uruguay has taken longer than expected and has been discussing these sales for quite a while now. BBC News reports, quote, cannabis will be dispensed in pharmacies starting in the month of July. Presidential aide Juan Andres Raballo told a press report conference, the law requires buyers to sign up to a national registry, which Mr. Raballo said would be up and running by May 2nd. The price will be $1.30 U.S. or €1 per gram. Registrants who must be Uruguayan citizens or permanent residents can purchase up to a maximum of 40 grams, 1.4 ounces a month. The marijuana sold will come from state-supervised fields. I love it. Fields of marijuana. The law also allows users to grow their own at home or join cooperative clubs that farm it. Many pharmacies have doubted that the financial benefits of selling a cost-controlled product. Some Uruguayan buyers also are reluctant to sign up to a national registry. That makes sense, complaining.
of the invasion of their privacy and having to keep to the monthly limits. The government has now done a deal with 16 pharmacies, but it hopes to sign up more. And Mr. Robayo said there would be a public health campaign before the registry was open. Well, that's really interesting. So, you know, we have Social Security cards here, right? So everyone has a Social Security number. And that's the thing. People come in to Tumbleweeds Health Center, and they say, I don't want to be on any list. And I say, well, do you have a Social Security number? And they say, yep. Say, well, you're already on it. And, you know, come on. Let's be real. Anyone can find out whenever they want to find out when they want to find it out. But it takes a lot to go and sneak in to try and find out if someone has a medical marijuana card. They have to have done something really wrong, you know, either judicially, maybe been pulled over for swerving or something, or seemingly impaired or whatever. And then they can, police officers can go look. But I don't think anyone can just hop on board and check out a registry here. So, yeah, that would be scary. And 1.5 ounces a month, 1.4 ounces, that's pretty good. That's not bad. You
it's
know?
More than a lot of other people have. And with
yeah.
a country that's being very informing their citizens about this, they're educating, it doesn't sound like there's big pharma's involved. I mean, big pharma's involved in a good way.
Yeah.
Because it's obviously being distributed through the
$1.30, $1 a gram.
It's a dollar bill.
Stick your hand out, boy. It's a dollar bill.
It's one greenback.
That's for owing me one greenback.
One greenback.
Oh.
One buck.
Let us see the dollar.
Crazy. I can't even.
Is that how much a buck cost back in the day? It was one greenback?
I wonder what.
Is that where they got that? A greenback for a buck?
Like, what's Uruguay's
big buck?
Situation.
I don't know. We should be surprised. Maybe
that's like $30 there, Phil.
Could be $300.
I'll look it up.
For a buck 30 for us. No, don't get on planes and go to Uruguay.
You're not allowed to bring it back, folks.
Well, you're not allowed to go. Probably. Yeah, you can't even get it unless you're a resident or a permanent or something or all that.
I'm sure a dollar goes a long way.
Yeah, well, there it gets a gram.
Well, it would be nice to know what. It'd be nice to know what the law is down there as far as it being legal to.
Law don't go around there. Sorry. Yeah. Yeah.
Didn't.
Oh, we have that.
Oh,
here.
You do.
All right. Well, the Canadian government is unveiling a plan to legalize cannabis in Canada. I love the flag. I love the name. So
yeah, I didn't even see that. I wouldn't
it's
even
really
see
pretty,
it.
Huh?
Yeah, instead of the regular leaf.
The maple leaf, which
the
is slightly different from that one. I wonder if we compare the two flags. Let's do it. Pull up the two flags and see what we get, just for fun. Around a year ago, it was announced that the Canadian government planned to legalize cannabis in Canada. So last week, the Canadian government under Prime Minister Justin Trudeau unveiled its plan to do so. Oh, okay. Not so bad. It's not so
different.
I actually
like it, I think.
It's prettier. Well, they both serve. I love maple syrup, so we love maple. Okay. We love cannabis and maple. They're going to probably plan.
Maybe it'd be one over the other.
Yeah. Or, yeah, maybe the maple leaf. With the cannabis leaf behind it.
Popping out.
Tim, don't even go there. The Cannabis Act. That's some good weed. The Cannabis Act is an act that was introduced to Canadian Parliament in 2017 that would legalize cannabis in Canada. It's a milestone in the legal history of cannabis in Canada, alongside the 1923 prohibition. Should the Cannabis Act pass in Canadian Parliament, this country would become the second nation in the world after Uruguay to regulate a legal marijuana market. While this feels like a long time coming, as it was one of Trudeau's biggest endorsements while he was campaigning for office, it's definitely exciting to see it come to fruition. The legalization seeks to legalize, strictly regulate, and restrict access to cannabis, and it will make Canada safer, said Bill Blair, Parliamentary Secretary to the Minister of Justice. There are several items of interest under the Cannabis Act, but some of the most outstanding and general items include the government in Canada would be the authority on regulation and would create a system to regulate marijuana production, distribution, and sales, and would collect licensee fees and tax from sales. Okay. Producing or distributing marijuana outside the government regulation would be considered serious offense by the government. So they're going to grow it and give it out. All right. Adults 21 and up would be able to have up to 30 grams of legal marijuana in public and could also purchase marijuana from licensed retail outlets. 30 grams. That's a lot.
That is a lot.
Adults will be permitted to grow up to 4 marijuana plants per household. Okay. But it just said you couldn't produce it. New legal offenses would be added that would prohibit people from driving while they're impaired by marijuana and other drugs. Law enforcement is expected to use saliva tests for checking drivers. Saliva tests. Marijuana cannot be brought over the border under any circumstance. This law is specific to the country of Canada, eh? I love it.
Well,
cheers to Canada. That's awesome.
That's great. Congratulations.
30 grams is a lot. And you can grow 4 plants. That's great. So, we'll go with that. Yeah, that's fantastic. What you got over there?
Oh, I was just looking up cannabis in Uruguay.
Well, I love when you just search the web for cannabis and they talk about, you know, what was your first experience and,
yeah,
you know. That we went into, but
the internet is a great place to find your education.
Yeah, especially at tumbleweedshealthcenter.com. So check it out. Go to Tumbleweeds. You can find a little bit about us. We have a beautiful new health center. Yes, and we've got organic coffee and tea and water, and it's cozy. We've got movies going on. There's some great new Netflix movies we've got playing, and we always like to play the Sanjay Gupta films because that's what really helped change America's view a lot.
It's true.
It really did.
Well, having a doctor come out and someone who is right there along with the research that's happening right now.
Yep.
And it's just great. I mean, you see it where it's happening. You can see where some of the media is trying to strike it down. But, you know, I think for the most part we're seeing it as it's not harmful. We understand that, and I think more people are going, you know what, I am going to try that. I'm going to get off what I'm doing right now because it's not helping me anymore, you know.
Well, and we're finding now a lot of doctors are sending their patients to us. I mean, when we first opened 5.5 years ago, we knew of one doctor that would talk about cannabis and recommend it for patients, and now we have doctors that are sending their patients in, and the patients are saying, my doctor sent me here, you know, I have to use cannabis, or, you know, and we're happy for them, even though they don't know how happy they're going to be yet. They think that it's so much scarier than, they think it's just scary.
I think it's been programmed into them.
Yeah.
That it is scary, you know. No, I think we've been taken away from plants so much that it's, I mean, even eating the right food, vegetables, things like that, falls into that same plant. It's part of that group.
Yep.
And for a lot of people out there, that's scary.
It is scary. So you can actually check out some of the weeks. There's a lot of great information on there. If you go to the Certification Center, and you can book your appointment now if you have PTSD, cancer, glaucoma, HIV, AIDS, ALS, Crohn's, agitation of Alzheimer's, a chronic or debilitating disease or a medical condition, or the treatment for a chronic or debilitating disease or a medical condition that causes wasting syndrome, severe and chronic pain, severe nausea, seizures, including those characteristic of epilepsy, severe or persistent muscle spasms, including those characteristic of multiple sclerosis. That's the list. But that's not the complete list. If you've got migraine, fibromyalgia, anything on this list that causes any of these things, or you have symptoms of any of these things, you can get your medical card. So you should come on down to Tumbleweeds Health Center.
If you suffer from one of these medical conditions and have been diagnosed by an Arizona licensed physician, medical cannabis may help relieve your symptoms. Tumbleweeds Health Center is Arizona's premier cannabis certification, health, and education center. Our primary focus is to help the patients of Arizona obtain their medical marijuana card and educate everyone about medical cannabis. With current medical records, approval is a simple process. Contact Tumbleweeds Health Center to see if you qualify for your Arizona medical marijuana card.
That's right. Give us a call, 520-838-4430. We know there are a lot of people out there that are on their emails all day, thctucson@gmail.com. And we just posted a job posting on Facebook, and we've been getting a lot of responses for that. So if you go to facebook.com/thcaz, you'll find us. And all sorts of Cannabis Kid loves to post. Thank you, Cannabis Kid, for posting so wonderfully on that Facebook page all the time.
Always fun stuff.
Yeah, it's just...
anything I think is interesting, educational, and factual, I put up.
Yeah.
I put up a lot of funny stuff, too.
We need humor in our
lives. We need humor in our
lives.
And I think one way to destigmatize is through humor. So
yeah.
Share it. Share it with your family. Share it with the ones who don't quite understand cannabis yet. Educate them.
Yeah. And speaking of education, we are teaming up with Canna Health Magazine, online digital magazine. And you can check out, if you go to tumbleweedshealthcenter.com and go to the radio section, scroll down, they're one of our sponsors, and click their picture. They'll take you to their magazine. And you can go online and check it out. Their first issue has an interview with Dr. Uma Dhanabalan, Cannabis, the Exit Drug Video Interview. Article on knowing your patient rights. Do you know what's in your strain? That's a good one. There's been a lot of recalls lately, which is a lot of bad things in people's medicines that are making them sick.
Mm-hmm.
People are trying to use this medicine to get better, and because of the pesticides and things that people are not carefully and cautiously using, they're getting sick. So check this magazine out. It's really awesome, and they're great new partners with us.
Canna Health is a digital magazine focused on knowledge, safe access, and advocacy, with a monthly subscription readership. It's loaded with scientific and clinical articles from various healthcare professionals, profiles of cannabis clinics offering safe access to medicines, national and local organizations open to the public, and real-life patient success stories. It's free to subscribe, so don't miss another issue of Canna Health.
There you go. Don't miss another issue. Yeah, it's free to subscribe. And you get all sorts of news and interviews and strain reviews and things like that. Let's see if we can play this without a commercial. I doubt it. Everything comes up with commercials these days, so bear with me if a commercial comes on. But we're trying to put on one of my favorite little funny bits because we love humor. But it's called Put Your Weed in It. It's the... a Saturday Night Live skit with Rob Schneider and Charles Barkley. So let's see. What's Night and Play? It's just Night and Play. We'll find a better version. So anyway, 420. Do we have a list of events of what's going on around town? We've got the 420 Social Club happening. Tell us again about, while I pull this up, tell us again, it's about the Musselman Honda Raceway. If you go to tumbleweedshealthcenter.com, go to the events section.
But this will be on here right here. They have
there you go.
Yeah.
Yep, 420.
Yep, the 420 event this 420 tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
From 1 to 7. There'll be go karts, an eating contest, food trucks, and let's see, medical marijuana deliveries by Desert Bloom. Musselman Honda Circuit Raceway is 11800 South Harrison Road, Tucson, Arizona, 85747. And you can check that out if you're on Facebook. Go ahead and go to Desert Bloom Relief Center, and you can find them there.
Yep.
And
it's going to be a super fun day.
Yeah.
Lots of fun activities.
With the go-karts, I think that is just...
know where I'll be.
What a way to spend 420.
Exactly. So here's our little 420 fun bit from SNL.
Hey, may I help you? Yeah, this is kind of neat. What is it?
Oh, it's
albino ancestor idol from Brazil. It's carved from deer bone. You only make one every 7 years. It's really rare.
What do you use it for?
You put your weed in here.
Okay.
No problem. Where's this problem? Oh, it's from Borneo. It's for a Sulawesi puberty ritual. It symbolizes the journey into adulthood.
Really?
Yeah, and you put your weed in here.
So this has actually been used in puberty rituals?
Yeah, and you put your weed in there.
Thanks.
Hey, excuse me. Oh, this is great. You put your weed in here.
Right. Actually, I'm looking for a gift for my mother. Is there anything in here that doesn't involve weed?
Well, you can get her this. It's a Senegalese talking drum. Only the head shaman of Senegal is allowed to use it.
Wow. That'd be great. She might like something like that.
You know what I'd do if I bought it? I'd put my weed in there.
Yeah.
Right in there. Oh, wait. I got something else.
Ah.
This is a Javanese rain stick. Yeah, it's for a fertility dance. You can put it in your apartment and hang a plant from it.
That'd be cool. She has a lot of plants. That might be good.
You sure she doesn't like weed?
Yeah, pretty sure.
It's too bad because it goes right in here. This part on the screws. All right, it's really great.
Mom's like weed, you say.
Mom's
really like weed.
Hey, is that your Volkswagen van parked out front? Look, man, there's nothing in here that you can put weed into. I just want to tell you, you left your lights on. I turned them off for you. Okay, maybe there's some things in here that you could put tobacco into, or incense, or spices into, but definitely not weed. What the hell are you talking about? Okay, I guess if this opened up, you could put weed in it, but I can't get it open. It's not like there's weed in there. What is this? Weed? You're under arrest. All right, but don't bother checking this door.
Oh, sorry about the sound, kids. That was a little low, but... We love Saturday Night Live.
There's no weed.
All right, put your weed in it. So, for 420, y'all have to be super safe out there because, you know, not everybody's responsible. And there's some really strong weed out there.
Mm-hmm.
So, be super safe in anything that you're going to do. Whether
relax, let it pass. You're not going to hang on there for very long unless you're doing lots of
coffee,
edibles.
Drinking alcohol. No. Lots of apples?
Edibles.
Oh, I thought you said apples. I'm like, is that a new way to enhance our cannabis as we eat apples with it? That's fantastic. I love it. Apples and cannabis. Oh, my. Apples and bombs and cannabis. All right, folks. Well, it is just... we thank you for being with us, as always, and we'll let you know how 420 went after we go. So, yeah, that's going to be some good times. We'll see you all at the raceway. Let's say address again, 11800 South Harrison.
Sure.
Get on down there for go-karts. education will be down there hanging out and having some great deals on accessories down there. We're going to get basically almost giving stuff away. Okay, but close enough. Come on down and celebrate 420 with us. And whatever you do, have a just a safe day, fun, safe day. And as always, remember,
be smart,
be safe,
and educate.
Thanks for tuning in. I'll let you know how it goes tomorrow, next week. Have an awesome week, you guys.
Happy 420, everybody. See you tomorrow.